Doula Dispensary, the podcast prescribing a weekly dose of all things doula. The dilemmas discussed are made-up scenarios, and any resemblance to actual persons or events are purely coincidental. Please welcome your hosts, Siobhan and myself, Kiki.
Kiki, and hello to all our listeners.
And a very warm welcome to episode number
20.
Is it really?
Isn't it?
I think it is.
It is. I'm sure it's 20.
Yes, it is.
We're grown up now.
We are. No longer teenagers.
We're not teenagers anymore.
Very exciting.
We're in our 20s, if only.
Yes.
So, happy new year, everybody.
Yes, happy new year to you all.
And moving on, because it's yes. Now another week.
What did you do last week, Siobhan?
So, back to work, obviously.
Yeah.
And just trying to get back in the swing of things. I don't like that bit between Christmas and New Year.
No.
It starts to get a bit like, you know, all your routine is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I could quite easily just wallow in my pajamas.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, oh, God, no, I need something to get up for. I need to motivate myself. So I like the start of the year.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve is over.
Yeah.
All that pressure to go out and have fun is over.
Yeah.
And it's like, right, let's just
stop
start.
Eating, stop drinking, get back to real life. I know. In Sweden, we call those days in between Christmas and New Year the in between days. The in between.
You call them. I wonder how long it took to come up with that. What should we call them? The in between days.
Yeah, but yeah, I read someone. Someone said here in the UK, oh, well, there should be a name. We should have a name for those days. And I was like, yeah, just call them the in-betweeners. In-betweeners.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. I've been back on my... I'm friends with Joe Wicks again now.
Yeah, me too. I'm friends with the all-new Joe Wicks.
I got that in my inbox, but I didn't purchase the new program. Is it just a new...
I got it really cheap.
Oh, really?
Yeah, me and Joe are like that.
Oh, I didn't realise. Were you his doula?
I couldn't possibly say.
Oh, of course you can't. Wink, wink. No, that's good. It feels good.
So back on the clean eating and exercise regime.
Yeah.
So that's, is that really what your week's been?
Yeah, no, that's it. I have been going like mad getting everything ready for this launch of the new doula directory.
Yes.
Which is happening at the moment. But yeah, no, it's good to be back. It is hard in the winter to walk out here to my HQ. In the morning it's dark and in the evening it's dark. So I'm kind of looking forward to it. But the days are getting lighter.
They are. I can definitely notice it. Especially, definitely in the evenings I'm noticing it more.
Yeah.
But yeah, you've been really busy with...
I have.
The doula directory. Doula.com.
little advertising there. Absolutely. No, so, well, maybe we should just get on with things today.
Yeah, let's crack on with the show.
Yes. Ba-da-ba-da-ba. And now it's time for...
Doula dilemmas. Right, so let's have a look at this week's dilemma. Oh no!
Let's do that. Here it is.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Let's look at this dilemma. Okay. A doula has had an inquiry for a birth outside of her normal catchment area. She's worried about how long it's going to take her to get there, but at the same time doesn't want to turn the work away. Quite the dilemma.
Did you watch Dracula?
No, I didn't.
He was talking like that.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. For a bit, anyway.
I saw the first opening scene where a fly went in his eye.
Oh, yeah.
That creeped me out.
Yeah, that wasn't Dracula.
Oh, that wasn't Dracula.
Anyway, sorry.
Sorry.
Back to the dilemma.
Back to the dilemma. So, doula's had an inquiry.
Yeah.
It's much further than she normally would travel.
Yeah.
However, she's concerned...
that she's not going to get there, maybe. I don't know.
She's obviously... Well...
What are your worries when you are... Well, how far do you travel?
Up to an hour.
Yeah. I know lots of doulas that live maybe not in our area, as in near London, who will travel an hour and a half, 2 hours most of the time.
Yeah, in a more rural setting.
Yes,
they
exactly.
will do. And that's kind of the norm, isn't it?
Yeah.
However, let's take it that this person Well, even it could be a rural doula.
It could be anywhere.
It could be somebody who's asked her, who's 3 hours away from her. And normally she only travels
two hours.
Yeah. So it would work for either
scenario. So how do you deal with this then?
Well, I mean, the issue is, yeah, I can get why she's worried that she may not, you know, if she turns the work away.
Yeah.
Potentially another inquiry might not come in.
That's very true.
But imagine if an inquiry does come in and it's 10 minutes down the road. But, okay, let's
But no, I like that.
That.
No, I think you should go with that because I think it's the same thing if you think, oh, if someone asks you to be a doula and then they say, oh, can you do it a bit cheaper? Yeah? Mm. And you say, oh, I don't want to lose the job. I'll give them a £100 discount. However, the same thing could have happened. Next day, you might have an inquiry from someone that's willing to pay you the full price.
Yeah.
So this kind of thing where you're thinking, oh, I'm not sure because I don't want to lose work, which is what you're hinting on, is maybe not a good way of thinking about it. So maybe it's better to just be like, no, these are my boundaries.
Yeah.
This is what I, what I do and don't do, and then stick to that. That's one option.
Yeah. Or you could say to the client, this is beyond where I normally travel.
Yeah.
There is a risk that I may not get here on time.
Mm-hmm. Especially if this is a second baby.
Well, don't know, do we? No. I mean, if it's a second baby,
that could be a little bit... You know, you could be getting a call saying, I'm having regular contractions now, and an hour later the baby's there.
Exactly, and you're still on the road.
Yes.
Yeah. Or you just make it very clear. You know, if you really want me to be your doula, I will have to extend the time that's written in the contract.
Yes, very important.
That should have to look at.
Yeah.
Whatever time it is she says in the contract, she'll have to double that.
Yeah.
Or whatever the distance is.
Yes.
And obviously talk it through with the client and let them know that there is a potential.
Yeah.
And how would the client feel if that did happen?
Yeah.
And what would that look like? If she did miss the birth, but she's on her way, is she going to give the money back?
Yeah, no, exactly.
No, she's on her way.
Yeah. I think we tend to, doulas, or not just doulas, but anyone that running their own business, we do sometimes tend to complicate things. You know, we get it really complicated, like, oh, what do we do then? And we have all these scenarios in our heads and think of worst case scenario. Mm. It's quite simple. And we think, oh, well, maybe we can't do that because that'd be the wrong thing to do. It's simple if you just explain this
just
is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Now, do you like that or not?
Yeah, exactly. That's all you got to do is be open, honest and have clarity.
Yeah. So you'll say it's going to take me 2 hours to get to you, plus probably half an hour for me to get up, brush my teeth, have something to eat. Wash or whatever, get things together depending on what time it is. If you're in the middle of picking your kids up or doing something like that, it might be a little bit longer.
Yeah.
So you will explain that, and then you would say, if you hire me, there is the potential that I will miss, that I won't make it, and that still means you have to pay me the fee still.
Yeah, exactly.
So I just want to make that very clear before we go any further.
Yeah, I think so. Definitely. Mm. You just have to be open, honest and have clarity about the situation. The other side of that coin is you get the call to say they think things are happening.
Yes.
And then you think, oh, it's so far away.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to leave now.
Yes.
And you drive there
mm-hmm.
and you park up somewhere.
Yeah.
And you're sat in your car
waiting. For them to actually say...
For them to say, can you come now? Yeah. Or you go there and everything stops. And they say to you, oh, well, you might as well go home.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Drive another 3 hour round trip home and back again.
Yeah. No, I think that's something you have to arrange for. To maybe to say, look, I'd rather get to you sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
Which means I might get to you when you're still really early on. So it would be great if we could arrange, maybe I could, you know, go in the spare bedroom or something like that. Because... Even I do that sometimes if I have a birth that's only in London, and we're not that far out of London, but in rush hour traffic, getting into London is double the time. So even if it was 45 minutes on a good run, it's now an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And then I might think, do you know what? I'd rather come now when it's 5 o'clock in the morning then wait for you to call me at 7.
2 hours. Yeah, exactly.
So, but obviously, it might be a bit early for me to come now, but at least I'll be there and I'll. So those are kind of discussions I think any doula should have.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the second antenatal meeting, you have that discussion about when. Like a few circumstances, and you are the one that says this is what is a good. This would be a good thing to prepare for.
Yeah.
So you're kind of in charge. The doula is the one that decides.
Yeah. Well, you're guiding the client, aren't you, as to what happens in these scenarios. Yeah. And there's probably people listening to this podcast now going, "Well, that's why it should only be local doulas working in local areas."
Yes.
We all know who they are.
Yeah.
But that's not the case at all, because unless you're going to sit in your house for 28 days.
Yes, exactly.
Who's to say you're round the corner?
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And also, some doulas have small children who are local.
Yeah.
A doula that's not local might have no small children, so can drop everything and leave straight away. Whereas the doula round the corner has to take her kids to a childminder and get back again.
Yeah.
So the old argument about local doulas for local people does not wash.
No, but also it limits the options.
Absolutely. We're turning into everything we tell women not to do, which is, you know, make sure you have all the information and all the options available.
Yeah.
And if, you know, if people want to try and limit who a woman can choose as a doula, then that makes you know better.
No, it's like saying, well, you should go to your local hospital, or we booked at the local hospital because it's the nearest one.
Yeah.
Well, there's a birth centre and an extra couple of miles away, that might be better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but that's the nearest one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I totally agree with you. So I think what we're saying about this dilemma is that as long as you set very clear expectations
with the client.
So they know exactly what to expect.
Yeah.
And then they can say, no, thank you. If that's the case, we don't want to hire you.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Fine.
If they say, I'm willing to agree to those circumstances and we'll have it written down. And you might even want to put that in an email.
Definitely.
Like very clearly.
Yeah, you would definitely want that in an email.
You might have a discussion, and then you will send them an email with an
a follow-up of a conversation we just had. Here it is.
And here's the contract. Yeah. And let's go ahead. And
yeah.
Because that's the other thing to think about, the antenatal meetings.
Hmm.
You know, if you do two antenatal meetings and they're 2 or 3 hours away, I would just do one longer one.
Yeah.
On a weekend.
Half a day.
Yeah. Maybe go, or if they can do it in the week.
I mean, we don't know what this distance is.
No.
Most doulas will travel up to an hour.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But so if this is beyond an hour, then
Well, we must assume it is.
It must be, yeah.
Because to make a dilemma.
Yeah. Real. So, yeah, hopefully that's giving you some
food for thought. Ba-da-ba-da-bow. So, it's time for
question time.
Let's listen to this week's question from Kimberly.
Hi Siobhan and Kiki, it's Kimberly here. I have a new client and her husband works away Monday to Friday in London. He will be posted to Madrid as well. So obviously the chances are high that he won't be able to attend the birth. I'm due to have my antenatal class sessions with mum, and I've sort of explained that it would be good that dad's there with us just in case he does attend the birth. That, you know, we're all on the same page, he understands her birth preferences, and he's met me and has built up a bit of a relationship with me as well. But this is proving quite difficult, and I almost feel like she's avoiding him being there as well. So I suppose my question is, have you dealt with that before, and would it make things difficult if he did attend the birth with us and we've had no prior contact before this? I just want to obviously keep things as smooth as I can for mum and ensure that she has a positive birth experience. Thanks, ladies. Loving the doula dispensary. Bye.
Right, so there we go. There was Kimberly's question. Thank you so much for sending that in, Kimberly.
And for your kind feedback about the
glad you're enjoying
doula dispensary. So, yes. Now I'm going to turn to Siobhan and I'm going to say...
Yay!
Have you been in this situation?
I haven't been in a situation where they can't be there for genuine reasons because he's in another country.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's, you know, it's it's not for the not wanting to be there. It's circumstances mean that he's not around.
Well, that's what it sounds like anyway.
So I have been in this situation where partner hasn't been engaged or disappears to watch the football or, and they've never been great. They've never turned out great.
No.
So now I won't have it now.
No.
Like, if you're going to be in that birth room, you're at that antenatal.
And have you been in a situation with a couple where the dad or the other partner hasn't been there? Like, they've hired you because they know that other person.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So then
I'm the only birth mom.
And then have you still involved the other person or have you just...
In the birth
in the antenatals?
Prep, yes.
Okay.
They were still involved in that.
Because they wanted to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just in case there was a chance they could make it. But no, they weren't able to make it.
Yeah.
So I think in this, if it was me in this case, I know he's going away to Spain.
Yeah, but it must be because he's working a lot. It seems like...
Is he in this country?
Well...
Now, presently.
It wasn't really clear.
No, okay. So I think...
He works away a lot.
Yeah. So that's why they couldn't arrange. I think I would probably try and arrange some kind of Skype call with him.
I was thinking that.
To Skype him with him and just go through where he's coming from and what he's thinking. What about you?
I have been in this situation, similar situation where the husband was working in another country. So basically he was going to be at the birth though.
Right.
So I knew he was going to be there, but he couldn't make the antenatal sessions. Yeah. And personally, for me, it was fine. He was a very sweet guy. The funny thing that happened was that when they said, you know, they examined her and she was 5 centimeters dilated, he turned to me and he said, "What does that mean? Does that mean the baby's 5 centimeters away?"
Oh, bless him.
So I then realized that it would have been helpful for him to have that
a bit of
learning you know, about the uterus and cervix and those kind of things. But he was very enthusiastic and he was a really good birthing partner, even though he hadn't done any preparation. He knew nothing about anything. So in that case, it wasn't a problem. But I agree with you when I've had times when the other partner hasn't wanted to be there. Gone football training or... not feeling well, you know, so can't join us, even though I'm in the house. And that's never been a good thing.
No.
Every time, it's been a really bad thing because there's clearly a reason why they don't want to be there. Maybe it's trauma from a first birth experience. Mm. Maybe it's that they feel that they shouldn't have to be involved. Maybe they feel a bit put out because there's a doula there. I don't know.
It's not a great
vibe, because whatever it is, there's some reasons why they are not able to engage with what we're doing together. And whatever that is, it usually, you know, rears its bad, ugly head in the actual birth itself.
Exactly.
And then it's kind of, oh, now I have to kind of manage this as well as whatever else is going on. Not that you have to sort it out, but it's just managing it. You know, it's another thing that you need to deal with. So Kimberly, I think the suggestion that Siobhan had about at least having a conversation with him.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be full-blown antenatal. No. It could just be around the role of a birth partner, what he can do to help facilitate the oxytocin.
Yeah, how he feels about...
How does he feel about it? Has he thought about how he's going to feel about not having the control of explaining that sometimes it can feel overwhelming for the partner.
Yes.
And they just want to try and fix it and you can't fix birth. Going through those kind of things just with him separately.
And also, how does he feel about not being there at his baby's birth? Like, how will he...
If he can't be there.
How will he feel about that?
Yeah.
I mean, I know that he probably doesn't want to dwell on that. But still, you don't know. You know, postnatal depression happens in men as well as women. Yeah. And I'm not saying that is a direct reason for that. But, you know, it's hard when you have a baby because the mum and the baby often becomes very connected. Well, they are.
Yeah.
Because they depend on each other. So it's often men especially men, but any partner will feel a little bit pushed away. So I'm just thinking,
would that make that even more so?
Exactly. The other idea, which is like, obviously, it's only because I have this. I got the online antenatal course online for free, you know, that Your Birth Your Way.
So, yeah, he can do that.
And I've had that when I had some couples that have been doing it together. They've actually have been apart, and the dad's been traveling, working away. So he's been doing that online, and the mom's been doing it at home. And then they've been comparing or talking about it.
Which is brilliant.
So that is another thing that if he wanted to do some learning, you can always suggest my program.
It's true. It's free. It's completely free. Exactly. So why not?
And then you don't have to even do any preparation with him, but you will know that he's maybe engaged with some of it, and he can do it on his own terms. Yeah. And he can stop and start and skip and whatever.
Absolutely.
So I think that is hopefully
that's helped you a bit, Kimberly.
Yeah, but do let us know, how it all goes. And good luck.
Good luck.
Ba-da-ba-da-bow. The Doula Dose, your weekly dose of doula.
Oh, thank you, Annabelle.
With your lovely, lovely voice.
I know. So it's time for this week's doula dose.
Okay. And this week's dose of doula is?
It's local doulas for local women.
Okay. So what do you mean by that, Kiki?
Oh, you really got me there. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Well, going back in the time machine.
You always sound like a really corny 70s DJ.
I can't help
Hello,
it.
Hello and welcome to...
What's his name? Tony Blackburn.
Yeah.
I can't help it with this microphone in front of me.
Smashy and nicey. Do you remember them two?
Yes, I do.
That's you.
Can I be nicey?
You're both of them rolled into one. Anyway, let's get back to the dose of doula.
There was the argument that once upon a time that we should have a directory that lists doulas on distance from the person looking for a doula. So, for example, if I live in a certain postcode in London, like NW3
or
SW18, you would list the doulas that were nearest to that postcode. So basically, doulas in our area, and it might be different depending on where you live, and I don't know how it works in all other countries. Like, we have so many listeners in the USA at the moment, so we would love to hear some more stuff from you guys if you want to send us some things. But we tend to cover quite big areas. You know, there's a lot of people in a very concentrated area where we live in England. So I can easily cover those postcodes. Well, actually, not both of them, but I can cover London postcodes.
Yeah.
Which means that if it's always listed by postcode, I will always be bottom of the list.
Yeah.
Which means that potential women, couples looking for a doula will not have the opportunity to meet with me. Because
God,
I will never...
I mean, that would be a travesty.
Because I will never be...
You'll always be at the bottom.
I will always be at the bottom.
Yeah.
So, of course, when you... the argument was that we should have a search on doulas that's based on where doulas are willing to work. And then all those doulas that are willing to work in, say, NW3 in London will come up in a random order each time someone's looking for a doula. So that means there will always usually be a different doula at the top of the list, and they're all scrambled together. But of course, it's all the local doulas and all doulas that are willing to work in that area.
Yeah.
And I think that's quite a fair
system. That is the fairest system, because at the end of the day, it's the doulas that are paying their membership.
Mm-hmm.
And so why should some be bottom of the list the whole time? Everyone's paying the same membership.
Yeah.
So therefore, the search engine should be equal for all.
Mm. And also, they can list themselves in all the postcodes that I cover.
Yeah.
As in, I'm saying, if you live in NW3, you can put my postcode in and come and offer doula support here.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
No. Well, it doesn't matter if you do mind, Kiki.
No, exactly. But what I'm saying is, it's open to everyone.
Exactly. Yeah. And it is the fairest system. It's fair for every doula who is paying their subscription to be part of that search.
Yeah.
And it's fair on the clients, because the clients are being given all the options that are available to them. Yeah. Does that sound familiar?
It does sound like that's what we want for our clients.
We want for all women to have all their options available.
Absolutely, because otherwise you can't make an informed choice.
Exactly.
If you only have five to choose from all the time, then...
It's not good. It's not a choice, is it? I wouldn't want to walk into a shoe shop and only have the choice of four pairs of shoes.
No.
I want to see every colour of every style available.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's exactly the same with doulas.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it was. It was quite a dark place a while ago, wasn't it, in the doula network?
We had a big vote on it.
We did. I mean, it was, you know, a handful, wasn't it, of vocal people in a certain postcode that didn't like... Well, it was basically a turf war, wasn't it?
It was, because that's what it becomes in the end. If I'm as a doula, if I say this is my area and I don't like doulas coming from the outside, it looks a little... If you get it up on a big scale, it's a bit like this is my country and I don't want people to come from another country.
It looks exactly the same.
It's no difference in my mind.
No, it's not. Yeah, and it was. That's what it was. It was a turf war and it was really ugly.
Yeah.
And it really showed some people for really who they are.
You mean those compassionate, caring,
caring doulas. Yeah. But thank God it's not like that. It is a random search.
Yes.
And long may it stay that way.
Yeah, well, the new doula directory.
.com.
www.thedoulaDirectory.com. We have a search based on...
Wherever the hell you want to work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then we also come up in different orders so that everyone gets the same chance of finding
work. And that's
how
it should be.
Yeah.
Fair for the doulas and fair for the clients.
That's it.
And for those doulas that argue, well, you know, you may not make it, blah, blah, blah. You know, I think we're all grown women.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what our boundaries are.
Yeah.
We all know where we can and can't get to in a reasonable distance, a reasonable length of time.
Yeah.
And for those doulas that live in certain postcodes, you know, are they trying to say that they are in their house for 28 days and they don't move out of their house?
Yeah.
I'm sure they do travel to other postcodes.
Yeah. The other thing is, women are clever enough to choose whether they are willing to risk, if it is even risky, but to say, do you know what, I'm happy even if it takes you an hour to get here, I want you. You know, because we would tell them, we would say we live here and this is how long it will take us. So then it's a choice again. The mother, can, the woman or the couple wanted to hire us can say, oh, do you know what? That feels too far from me. I'm going to go with a more local doula.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's the
I mean, I'll give you an example. I was born and bred in North London.
Okay.
You know, I lived in North London for the first 40 years of my life.
So you're very familiar with that area.
So North London is my... You know, it is my town.
Yeah.
So anyone trying to tell me I can't work in North London when I was born and bred there and probably have lived there longer than most of the people telling me you can't come in and work here.
Yeah.
I'm not, there's no way I'm going to stand for that.
No.
But also living where I live, I can actually get into parts of North London quicker than when I lived in North London, getting from one part of North London to another. Yeah.
And getting from North London to South London or vice versa, that's more or less impossible.
Yeah.
Whilst in rush hour traffic, it took me 2 hours. Was it 2 hours to do 7 miles?
Through London. London.
And I can drive, North London, West London, 35 minutes.
Yeah, North London, 20 minutes. Easy.
So, it's a little bit further to go across the river, but I don't go there.
No.
But,
but I mean, even from where we live, for example, we can be in Euston in 18 minutes.
Yeah. On the train.
On the train.
Yeah.
So, it's a shallow argument that has no legs.
No, exactly.
So long live the choice.
Exactly.
So
I think that's enough of a dose. Yes, that's it for now.
Ba-da-ba-da-bow. So now it's time for news round. So let's have a little look at what's been in the news.
Well, I'm just having a little look here at some headlines. And we have one here about how... Canada's first male birth doula is shaping the birth experience.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be a man that comes along and saves the day.
I don't have an issue with male birthing doulas or midwives or
neither
everything.
Do I.
The only thing is, as soon as a man does something
or says something, it's massive news.
Exactly. Yeah. And they are so brilliant because they're male and they're talking about birth.
I mean, we get it all the time. You know, the podcasts, the blogs, you know. If it's a man that works in the birth world that said it, it's like, oh, everybody, read this.
Yeah.
Look at this.
He's amazing.
It's been said thousands of times before by very, very esteemed women that work in the birth world.
Yes.
Yet nobody is shouting from the rooftops about it. But because it's a man.
Yeah. Why is that?
I have no idea.
Why do women find it so hard to, like, what's it called? Push each other up to the top.
This is the thing. This is what makes me laugh.
Yeah.
These so-called feminists
are
all wooing at the feet of these men that work in the birth world who are basically not in reinventing the wheel. They're teaching grandma to suck eggs.
Yeah.
We've seen it, read it, done it. We've worn the T-shirt.
Yeah.
We already know all this.
Yes.
But because it's a man...
Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're a feminist, you want everything to be fair. You know, it should be fair for everyone.
It should be equal. But why are you not putting the women in the birth world up there on a pedestal?
Yeah, no, they are
screaming and shouting about their podcasts or their blogs.
No, exactly.
Why is it only the men? What does this article tell us?
It also says, what I picked up, but to be fair, this could be something that the journalists have picked up, but it says here...
Well, it's quoted, isn't it?
Yeah, as a birth doula, I provide education to families. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Doulas do not deliver babies, which is the biggest misconception. That is for the OBGYN and midwives.
Well, newsflash, Mr. Birth Doula. No one delivers a baby. A woman births a baby.
But that is normal in all newspaper articles, the whole...
But it's been quoted.
Yeah.
So he must have said those words.
Yeah.
Because there's quote marks. I don't have an issue with men in the birth world.
No.
I have an issue with them being put on a pedestal.
Yeah.
Above women who are saying and doing just as great things as they are. You know, that's what gets my goat.
Yes, and we should be...
We should be supporting each other.
Exactly.
But women don't support each other, do they?
That's because we're not used to doing it.
No.
I think that's what it is. We are used to this whole idea. I think we find it difficult first to be leaders. Women find it difficult to be leaders. Mm. How to do that well.
Yeah.
You know, and we need to get better at that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ba-da-ba-da-bow. So now we've reached the end of the show.
We have.
So,
and we're not going to sing this time.
Did we sing last time?
We usually sing. Oh. Well, I do.
Do you know, it's weird. See, even that short break at Christmas, I've forgotten.
You have forgotten everything.
Everything. I've forgotten the format of the show. I've forgotten everything.
That's okay.
So, what are you up to this week?
I am... Do you know what? I'm doing my normal stuff. I'm still working on...
Just doing
the...
you?
Yeah, I'm just doing the doula directory. I have...
.com?
Yeah. I am doing... I have put together a new handbook for the doula course. I just need to knock that up one morning. Well, yeah, I've used lots of different articles, all referenced, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to put like something really good together. It's been on my list of things to do. My eldest daughter's going traveling.
Oh, yes.
So we're all going out on Saturday, just having a bit of a
niece
up. And then she's off for a month. She's only off for a month, but she's
still lovely.
Going to Southeast Asia. So, yeah, that's pretty much my week. Mm. What about you?
I'm going on a speed awareness course.
Oh, God.
I know. I'm just so annoyed I got caught on this speed camera.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind, but I wasn't even going that fast.
No.
I've got to go and spend the morning.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
That. No, it won't. It'll be dull as dishwater.
Might not be.
Oh, I should have just taken the points. I really could have done without...
Okay.
Losing half a day.
Have you got any births booked or postnatal work?
Yes, lots of postnatal work, overnights coming up, lots of overnight work coming up, mm-hmm. lots of babies that have been born over Christmas and the parents are now exhausted.
Oh, of course.
So I shall be doing, I've got a lot of overnights coming up, antenatals, postnatals, All the usual stuff.
All the usual stuff.
Yes.
When you're a doula. But we should really ask our listeners to send in some questions.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, we're running low on our supply.
Yeah, so if you can send us a voicemail or a messenger voice note or whatever, one of those.
Yeah, or post something in the Facebook group.
Well, not written. We want it.
Recorded. You can record a message through Messenger on Facebook. That's what I meant.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can record a message and send it to thedoulaDispensary@gmail.com.
Or you can send it to either myself or Kiki. Mm-hmm. Our phone numbers are on our website.
Yeah.
You can WhatsApp. To us all.
Absolutely.
Whatever. Yeah. So send us some questions that you've got. It doesn't have to be doula related. If you think we might know, you know, come up with an answer or an idea for you, then let us know.
Anything.
But also for our news round, which is our last item.
Yes.
We were thinking maybe it'd be quite nice. We know a lot of you write blogs.
Yeah.
Maybe you could send us your blogs and we can, you know, read extracts from them and have a little discussion about them.
Yeah, that'd be great if you want to share your blogs with us. Yeah. And we can share them with everyone else.
Yeah. So all that leaves us to say is
see you next Thursday.
Listeners should always do their own due diligence on any information received from these discussions to form their own opinions and best judgments. In preparing this podcast, we have endeavoured to offer current, correct and clearly expressed information aimed at our audience. However, we make no claims that the information will be accurate, complete or current at all times, and we accept no liability for any reliance placed by any person on this information. We make no representations or warranties of any kind about the suitability, reliability, timeliness and accuracy of the information contained herein. Do 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 do